Yeah, I haven't really started the process yet, so I haven't, you know, looked into it. But from what I've heard from multiple sources, including some on the inside, is that, you know, pretty much it's, you know, as long as it's engineered to spec and it's installed, you know, per, you know, spec, it, they'll allow it. So, but I'm sure there's got to be a height limit. But, you know, and then there's PRV1, right? You know, people have fought that. Sterling Heights, speaking of Sterling Heights, they're horrible. Sterling Heights won't allow anything. And there have been numerous people that have fought it. And there's a guy, a rather infamous case, guy that I know, I worked with him for a number of years. He's got that tower on 17 Mile Road, just east of DeQuinner. You can see him from 17 Mile Road. And some of the only antennas, ham radio antennas, you're going to see up in the air in Sterling Heights. They're very, very difficult to work with. Ask Jeff, CAD, about that one. And I just got a text from my son. He better not have changed his mind on eating out, because I'm on the way home with Terry out. I'll be back. W8FQ.
Did you go to El Charro? Is that your place? Did you come this far?
Bingo. And I'm on my way home from El Charro's with the goods, and I am gazing upon the bro, the double nickel. It is right there. So, all right, I'll be back. W8FQ.